G'day, Zachy.
I don't know about number one seed, Jimmy. I think you've added a bit of mayo to that. But it's great to chat.
I thought that's what you wanted me to call you this year. That's what we agreed.
Maybe off air. I didn't expect you to call me that on air.
Fair enough.
Hey, it was a good weekend of footy, though.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, the Channel 9 cameras were front and centre for a couple of key moments of the weekend. Take me back to Bluebet Stadium Friday night. Latrell Mitchell, lots of controversy around this one. It might have been Thursday night. But what's the latest with the 15-year-old who's been accused of racially vilifying Latrell Mitchell?
Well, firstly, it's really sad that if this teenager allegedly racially abused Latrell Mitchell, then it's a really sad, really just a sad state of affairs, really, that we're in 2023 and somebody that goes to their workplace, albeit very public, is being racially abused. So that's the first thing I'll say. In terms of the investigation, well, as part of that, the police and the NRL Integrity Unit have interviewed a 15-year-old, and the reports are, and the rumours are, that they're disputing the fact that it was racial, had racial intentions, or came from a place where they were actually racially abusing Latrell Mitchell. So there's still plenty to play out in this investigation without having actual knowledge about where that's at. The one thing I will say is that the reaction from the players straight away and from people that I've spoken to, that, I mean, they don't react, in my opinion, in that kind of way if it isn't. If you know, you've got to know what you hear to react a certain way. And there are people that were around the incident that I've spoken to that believe it was racial background. But again, the investigation, we'll find out more once it's complete.
There would be any number of witnesses in that tunnel then at halftime that would be able to verify one way or the other though, right?
Correct. Yeah. And again, like, I don't know who is there in these interviews with the young 15-year-old, whether it's parents or not. They might be trying to protect their child. It might be a 15-year-old trying to protect themselves, which as a teenager, I mean, at 15, we're all 15 once. Who knows what's going through this teen's head at the moment. What they did was wrong if it does come out the fact that they did say what is the alleged racial slur. But as you said, there was players around, there was NRL officials, there were cameramen, there were other spectators. So it won't be too hard, I don't think, to get to the bottom of it. But right now, it's still being investigated.
The other one was yesterday. It was at Leichhardt Oval after an interview with Jackson Hastings. Off he goes to say sorry to Tommy Talau. He wanted none of it. Dave Clemmer thought he'd throw in his two bobs worth. Jackson, he has a habit of getting under people's skin. And I tell you what, his 5/8 mate, Tyson Gamble, he'd be in the grand final with Jerome Luai about people who are sledging in the National Rugby League. That was all happening at the post game yesterday. Zach, tell us more.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I just left the boxing, which was a great event yesterday afternoon, and I just got back to my desk at Nine News newsroom, and the footy had just wrapped up, and then we got word about this this incident with Jackson Hastings and Tommy Talau, and we thought, hang on a minute. I said, they should get back out to Kudos Bank Arena, chuck him in the ring, and let's settle it here and now. But don't worry about what they said. Let's just get him going. But again, a bit like... I think I said last week, the Jerome Luai, Jamin Salmon incident. Like, there's so many cameras on players these days. And the fact that Jackson had just finished an interview was walking away. Like, Jackson knew he was on camera. Maybe Tommy Talau was too heated and had no idea. I think, put like an exclamation mark, really, on maybe where the Tigers are at in their frustration. Although that was an isolated incident. Plenty of talk around the Tigers at the moment. And who knows what will come out of that, whether anything will come out of it. Of course, the journalists around the country will want to know, well, especially in Sydney, will want to know, hey, what was said and how did it come about? So that's probably part two of that story. But in terms of pitches, I mean, it didn't look good for the Tigers there. But nothing really looks good there at the moment, does it, Jimmy?
Well, I was going to say, if that between Hastings and Talau was the sequel, the prequel was Lee Hadjibantelis, the chairman, as reported by your colleague Michael Chamis in the Sydney Morning Herald around what was said in the chairman's club beforehand, and whether the fact that it's clickbait or whatever it happens to be, the facts of the matter are Zach, that the West Tigers are in awful trouble after just two games. Well, that's certainly the way I read it. How do you read it?
Yeah, and the thing is, like, Tim Sheen's, I feel like, all over since he's come back, and I guess, I mean, in front of the cameras after Michael Maguire was let go late last year, and he was there with Brett Kamoli, who was in an interim role. I feel like, in a way, he's handled himself pretty well. I know he got criticised because he kind of went MIA there for a while, but he wasn't forced to do anything. But since he's been forced, and it's part of the regulations and guidelines that he has to do media all the time, he's been quite good. And in a way, though, he's been quite cagey. And he's had a bit of fun with media at times. But the one thing he keeps stressing, whether we've asked him about, you know, why Api Korosau didn't start, whether it's about John Bateman, whether it's about the way they play their footy, whether it's about the losses and where they'll be at after two losses at Leichhardt Oval to kick off the year, the one thing he keeps saying is that winning stops all the negative chat. And they've gone out there in two winnable games at home, especially yesterday. Like, they had so much go in their way, or the Knights had so much go against them. Like, there's only so much Tim Sheens can continue to say, and before they have to look in and go, right, like, you know, it's all right to come out and say that we want to play attacking footy, and, you know, the key to the game is you've got to score more points than the opposition. But right now, it's not working. There's not great signs for the Tigers. And they do need to start winning, because we know what happens with that club. They've been in the headlines for all the wrong reasons in recent years in terms of success on the field and, I guess, infighting off it. So they need a win, and they need it quick. Otherwise, the questions will continue to come up to Tim Sheens and the power brokers of the club, Lee, Justin Pascoe. They're all going to have to face the tough questions and the music if they don't turn things around quickly.
So here's the really interesting part about it. This week, they've got the Bulldogs at Belmore, coming off a spectacular win for them, albeit unexpected. And my question to you is, do we anticipate John Bateman playing in this, having had time to acclimatise, having had time to learn the plays, playing in this match?
Well, I believe last week, Tim Sheen said he'll be back for round four, or set to be back for round four. So whether something's changed, or whether they're now desperate and they want to play him earlier, I mean, maybe he's named tomorrow on the team sheet, but if I'm Tim Sheens and I've come out last week and said, oh, you know, he's probably not going to be right to round four, and you name him from round three, well, that maybe shows where the club's at in terms of how desperate they are to get him there. And he said all along that, hang on, he's here for multiple seasons. He's not here for a few weeks. So although it's short-term pain, they're hoping it's long-term gain for John. So like my tip, going off what Tim said last week, then he won't be there this week. But again, we know the news cycle, and, you know, we're three rounds in and the Tigers are 0-2. Maybe Tim Sheens goes, hey, John, I need you a week early.
If it's just acclimatising, if it's just learning the plays, then he's got to play this week. He has absolutely
100%.
Got to play. Hey, Kalyn Ponga, obviously he won't play this Friday night. I think that's a given. But the question is, when does he come back? And the wider question is this now a concern for Kalyn and for the Newcastle Knights about what the future holds?
Well, I'm not a doctor. You know that, Jimmy. And I'm sadly never will be. I'm not that intelligent. So I'll leave it up to the doctors in terms of the specifics. But in terms of four concussions in 10 months, moving from fullback to the front line where he's going to be more vulnerable in the defensive line, and some of his tackling techniques or whatnot has been maybe questionable in the past. Like, I could never defend to save myself, and that's why I'm sitting in the stands watching the games and not out there. The fact is that it is a concern. And Kalyn would probably admit to that behind closed doors that, you know, he's probably concerned. If I was 24 and I probably had 6 to 10 years ahead of me in terms of professional athlete in a contact sport, if I've had four head knocks in 10 months, 12 months, I'd be concerned.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you're exactly right about that for sure. Fascinating watch over the next couple of weeks around a lot of things. Of course, Zachy, you have yourself a great week. Thanks again for being a Coco Magic ambassador. We do appreciate that. We'll speak on Monday.
Sounds good, Jimmy. Enjoy your week.
There he is, Zach Bailey. As we say, he is the number one seed out there at Channel 9. Right, we better get to the news. We're running late for that, but don't worry. After that, we're back. We're finding out what's trending with Coach Key.